This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here as we cover a lot of different things around the Umpqua Valley, doing a series of programs this week because April is Child Abuse Prevention and Awareness Month. Marsha Laverne from the Family Development Center and Lisa Austin from Healthy Families in here today. Marsha, we're going to start with you. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So get real close to the microphone there.
Right.
It seems to work better that way. Go figure. So When you think about Child Abuse Prevention and Awareness Month, what kind of thoughts come to your head first?
I love that question. It's so interesting for me because I think of hope. I think of families that can change and parents that can change and build healthy relationships with their children. So my brain automatically goes to that strength-based lens. And that people can be different and they can do different.
And how do you define child abuse?
So I think there's a lot of ways you can define child abuse or neglect. I think we know that adverse childhood experiences can affect outcomes for children. That is a variety of demographics. And I think every family in Douglas County has experienced one of those. It can be food insecurities. It can be natural disasters, right? I think about the recent flood and the impact it had on families. So there's a variety of things that can really be considered child abuse or neglect. But really, I think it's the environments that we currently live in and that children are exposed to. And that's my definition.
So Lisa, go ahead and get up to the mic and tell us what you think about when you somebody asks you for a definition of child abuse.
When I'm asked that, one of the things I come to is the fact that families know their children, and they're always trying to work towards a better outcome for their family. And I think when it comes to child abuse, it's something that we just really want people to be more aware of. There's some statistics we can talk about too, but right now we're just, you know, the world has changed a lot, and with the pandemic and everything, there's a lot of isolation. And so we just know that there's a lot of families out there struggling right now.
Well, and it's interesting, having never been through a pandemic until the one a few years ago, you don't always have a lot of traction to go on. And, of course, the last one occurred in a much different time period in terms of available data. But that issue of isolation, it's interesting how much that's still creeping into a lot of things with people's lives.
Well, and I think we're seeing that really in the last year more than ever. I know people love Dr. Cassie Allen. I'm going to quote her from the Ford Family Foundation. But really, she wrote a piece about really the impacts that we're seeing on children. And for birth to five, we're still seeing those delays for children that might not have had social interaction at a really critical piece of brain development. And so they're really struggling to self-regulate or make those healthy peer relationships. And I think that we will see the consequences or the results of the pandemic over the next decade.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about Family Development Center. Kind of give an explanation about what that organization, what you do there, is all about.
Sure. So Family Development Center really focuses, our mission is to prevent child abuse and neglect through community support, through the therapeutic services that we provide, and really support vulnerable families in our communities that really want to succeed and do something different. We have a vision for communities across the state of Oregon that are thriving and that where parents are feeling supported and building nurturing, caring relationships in a healthy environment with their children.
So talk about the adults and the kids that you work with. How are some of the things that you do, ways to help?
Absolutely. So I think one of the great things about Healthy Families and Family Development Center is that we're both prevention-based programs, and we address everything holistically. We know that we can give children the tools that they need to self-regulate, but if we're not changing the environment or supporting the parents in changing the environment, the outcomes aren't going to be any different. And so really supporting parents and digging in deep and reflecting on, hey, my journey, these are the experiences I'm bringing to it. And what if I want something better for my child? So giving them concrete tools that they can do to be successful in parenting. I make this joke, and it's really not a joking topic, but parenting one child is being a parent. Parenting two children feels like you're a referee. And so every family in Douglas County needs support, and they need a cheerleader. And so I think Family Development Center and Healthy Families really goes in and supports families with concrete supports, whether it's basic needs, parenting tools, therapeutic classrooms. The list goes on because we view every family in isolation or holistically and what are their needs. And so we really try to make sure that they are on a trajectory for success, both in early childhood and as they get into school.
What's the age range for the kids that you're working with, and how do people get connected with what you're doing?
So Healthy Families is a home visiting program that is birth to three. And then Family Development Center is a prenatal. We start prenatally and go all the way to age five. We also have services that are open to the community outside of our traditional FDC program. So it's a simple as
respite care.
Respite care. Calling either one of our numbers, which we'll post at the end.
Yes.
And hopefully on your website. But just reach out, right? Parenting is hard.
So how did you get into doing this for a job?
Oh, I love that question. So Lisa and I have actually been doing this work since 2008.
Yep.
And so we're kind of identifying our age a little. But I think when you go into an employment or seeking employment, you have to figure out who you are and what you believe in. And I call it knowing your why. Some experiences that happened around my life really made me want to support families to be successful. And so we met doing this prevention-based work, and we both have a really deep commitment to supporting families in our community. We both have raised our children here.
Yes.
We're supporting our children, parenting their grandchildren, and we want to make a difference in the community that we live and serve in.
What about Lisa, for you, how did you get into this?
Well, I heard a lot about this program. I was working with folks with disability. When I found out about this job, I was extremely excited. I love children and I love families, but it's a very unique program. It is structured with risk factors for parents, and that we also recognize that parents have the most experience when they know their child. And so with us, we just work with brain development on the kids, supporting the social-emotional. We are a strength-based, evidence-based program. We work with families. We start prenatally, and we keep the little kiddos up to age three and then transition them. A lot of times it's going to Family Development Center for them to continue their school and get their supports there.
And let's see, Marcia, for Family Development Center, how big is your staff?
So I believe we are about 40 right now. It's always flexible and moving, and we're just growing. I think 3 years ago when I started, we were at 17. Mm-hmm. And so we've just really tried to increase capacity, also to listen to what families are asking for, and then trying to meet the needs through our programs.
And then where are you located at?
So both Lisa Healthy Families and I are mm-hmm. located on the Jerry Bruce Community Campus. Family Development Center is located at 300 Jerry's Drive. And if you want to reach out to Healthy Families,
we're at 4221 Southeast Stevens, across from Costco in the parking lot.
Yeah. All right. More when we come back on Inside Douglas County, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1, Mike Witter's Lawn and Garden Show at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and Marion Pearson from the Up to Us Now Child Abuse Protection Coalition or something close to that, will be on with us tomorrow from the Mercy Foundation as we continue talking about Child Abuse Prevention and Awareness Month. And Lisa Austin from Healthy Families and Marshall O'Byrne from Family Development Center, both in here now. Lisa, kind of explain more about Healthy Families.
Okay, Healthy Families is under the umbrella of UCAN. We are in the health and wellness area. We are a home visiting program, and we work with a lot of the families that struggle with a lot of factors in their home that are stressful. So we get referrals from the hospital. We get referrals from just people in the community. We're hooked up with a couple other programs. And so what we do is everything's evidence-based, and we are free and voluntary. So there's you do not have to be forced to do it. And we keep our families for a little over 3 years. And then when they graduate, we transition them into a preschool of their choice.
And do you still have connections with them up the road?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And the Head Start, Early Head Start's up there. We're all together on the child abuse right now. If you were to see our campus, there's pinwheels everywhere and signs and ribbons out for everybody to see and look.
Well, and I understand, I know I saw some at the Ford Family Foundation last weekend, and I'm pretty sure that some went up on the courthouse lawn this morning. So
oh, good, good.
I think that was going on as well. So for Healthy Families, how was your organization funded?
We are grant-funded, and we also state and federal, and we work with the Delk company as well that oversees Oregon.
And Marcia, what about Family Development Center?
I would agree. So Family Development Center has a very diverse funding source. We are also the one agency that is funded under Department of Early Learning and Care. If people are going, what is DELC?
DELC.
It's not an ELC. That we are required to raise a 25% cash match. And really, that's a great part of our program is that our four locations, we have community members and partners that are invested in the work we do. And so we really rely on that portion for our funding is people contributing and supporting the work.
And, of course, doing that, I mean, having that many people, how have you managed to have that much growth in the last few years?
I don't know the answer, Kyle. I think I say that every year. I always wonder how I think I have three different roles. But I think I have amazing staff and an amazing board. And when I come up with these ideas, when families are saying, hey, we really want to support network, we really want a class for babies, I have this amazing board, and I just say, hey, this is a crazy idea, but this is really the need in our community. And so it's really driven by what parents are asking for. And so we just make it happen. Our respite, our parent support network, we just have a lot of support from other programs and leaders in our community to really meet the needs.
Now, I know all this stuff gets into working with people confidentially, but when you just look at stories of people, talk about some of the success you've seen.
So I really love that question because I think we define success very differently than any other state programs that measure outcomes. We know that both of our programs are effective. Children that come into either one of our programs might leave with about a 97% of no future involvement with child welfare. We also measure success on families. We were just reflecting, I have a family that's going to kindergarten. And when this family came into our program, there was multiple risk factors, substance use, domestic violence, you name it. This family was struggling with that, and insufficient housing. And they're leaving our program in a couple months. And the mom is so engaged in other services and programs and participates and advocates for her child. They have stable housing. They have a healthy relationship with their child that is so evident every time you watch that parent-child interaction. And so I think that is how we define success, is kiddos leaving and being successful, mm-hmm. not only in their current situation, they're able to regulate their emotions, but they're successful in school and they're successful in relationships in the future.
Lisa, what about you for a success story?
Well, I have a couple of them, several actually. So like Marsha was saying, we do get referrals for our families and many different agencies and location. So we've had one in particular where this mom was struggling with substance abuse for over 20 years. She became pregnant and decided that things were going to change in her life. And doing that with the support of her family support specialist, we actually come out weekly. And with the support from her, they were kind of able to figure out a plan for mom, what was important to her and the baby. And this particular mom, within the last year and a half, has moved out on her own, got her driver's license back. She's working. The little girl is going to childcare, and they have their own place now. So from the beginning when we first met, it's just amazing how much in a short time, if they're willing, and we're with our support.
Wow. Now, I know that in anybody's life, there are times you have ups and downs. When people are going through the help that either of you are providing and your staff, what do you do when people stumble? How do you get them back on track? Because it's not always, everything doesn't happen positively each time.
Yeah. So I really do think that one of the great things about both of our programs is we focus on prevention. And prevention for us is supporting healthy brain development, supporting caregiver healthy attachment with their child. The foundation of the work that both of us do is with relationships. Mm-hmm. We build relationships with parents. So when they're struggling, they're comfortable asking for help or talking about it. We believe that strongly that every parent can bounce back. We call that resiliency. And that's one of the main things that we do is support families and not only building resiliency for their children, but resiliency for themselves. Your story doesn't define who you are. And every person needs somebody that believes in them. And so I think that's the difference in our programs is that we really do look at a stumble or a setback as really just an opportunity to grow and not a failure.
Lisa, what do you think?
Well, I absolutely agree with her. One of the things that I firmly believe in is that our families and parents want to do the best they can for their kiddos. I think that what she's saying about the resiliency is teaching that with the families is great. One of the things that we do a lot, and we do something called reflective supervision with our staff, and that's how we can create plans for our families. So if they're having some issues and things coming up, there's ideas that we can do together to work with the family to bring them back. And both programs, we take our parents where they are now, not what happened 5 years ago, 10 years ago. We talk about now and what they want to change and what they'd like to see different.
And I imagine that a lot of these situations, you're dealing with parents that didn't have a very easy, normal upbringing themselves.
Absolutely.
So we use something called ACEs, which really looks at every parent's journey, the negative experiences that might have impacted them. And then we turn that around and focus on what they want to do differently. Mm-hmm. I think of the Maya Angelou quote where it says, we do what we know until we do different. Every parent in our program wants to do different, and that's that connection with their child. Both of our programs are free and voluntary, and so families come to us motivated to do something different or wanting to do something different, maybe not having the direction of how to do that, but that's where both of our programs really walk beside them, support, hold their hand, and say, you've got this.
What kind of background do people have that are on your staff?
Bachelor's degrees. We have a lot of different variety of women that are in our program. One anthropologist, a couple of psychology majors, early childhood education. So it is a variety of their skills and experience coming.
Marcia, what about you?
So we really look for people that know their why. Mm-hmm. That you want to do this work. Lisa and I were reflecting for a minute about how hard this work is and how staff can feel burnt out really quickly. You are carrying the weight of every family you work with. And so making sure that you have some healthy boundaries and that you're getting the reflective supervision that you need. And so I think that that can come from a variety of experiences as well as degrees. We know that it's also education, but it's also the lived experience that helps you support and relate to a family. So the bottom line is we look for people that have bachelor's degrees, but people that can build relationships and know their why And then most of our staff are endorsed through ORIMHA, which is the Oregon Infant, Toddler, Mental Health. So
all right, we're going to stop there. Marsha LaVerne, Lisa Austin, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.